Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Back nights to the victors go the spoils. When you win, we're going to talk about you. So we're going to lead off with your New York Yankees, who, check the standings, they're tied right there. I know. I said I didn't think it could happen. I don't know anything. I don't proclaim as the smartest guy that knows everything about baseball. I didn't think so. The math wasn't mathing, but it's mathing now. 888-808-1019, as I'm watching ESPN coming off of, unfortunately, you know, the Go Cubs Go, Chicago Cubs, you know, they weren't going to lose another game. They just smacked the Mets. And yeah, they're showing the Blue Jays. So let's start with, like, the rest of the league. And then, of course, we're going to get to the Yankees and take all of your Yankee calls. You know, so Max Scherzer is when you get one of those calls and it's a scam alert, scam likely. They just said he has a 11.70 ERA in September. They paid him to join that team and absolutely fold down the stretch. Mets fans could have probably warned Toronto about that. And listen, I have receipts for Mets fans, but I was telling you I don't want to, you know, let the receipts go on the Mets fans. I get enough of, oh, you're a Mets hater and this guy's obsessed with Juan Soto. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to pile on. Oh, but I've got receipts for the Boo Jays. Chris McMonagle has been saying for years that they're frauds, and I suspect a lot of fraudulent activity this week. Buck Martinez, yeah, I'm talking to you, Buck. I heard what you said. Call into my show. Don't call Evan and Tiki peacocking, saying you feel good about where the Blue Jays are. Call into KM to AM. I got something for you, Buck. Alek Manoah, I know you're not even on the team anymore, but I remember what you said about Garrett Cole. Ooh, I cannot wait to cook your big ass. Vladdy Jr., you love to talk about the Yankees. You better find a way. I'm telling you, they better find a way. George Springer. George Springer, bitch ass. Hey, and give it to them already. This is a professional athlete. A Yankee killer. Also a cheater. This guy cheated with the Houston Astros. He's talking about something being rigged or fixed. I'm telling you. And that nerd Blue Jays fan that always is in his living room on Twitter looking at the TV, you know, jumping up and down laughing. I have got smoke for them. But we're not there yet. 888-808-1019. Job not done, job not finished, finish the job. Last night I felt like the Yankees were sipping champagne and like, you know, when we got into this game tonight, I thought they had a little bit of a champagne hangover. I felt like they were a little hungover. Now, last night, if you listen to me, I played Jazz, I played Judge, and I said, like, yes, enjoy it. It's a long season. The ups and downs, the roller coaster, as I call it, the ride. You know, when the ride gets to the point where you are clinched and you're in, because not everybody gets in, even in this expanded postseason. Enjoy it, man. But they were a little subdued. But obviously, early in that game, getting runners on, loading them up, stranding runners, you down with LOB, yeah, you know me. I'm like, these guys can't be serious. Missed opportunities. It's the Chicago White Sox. I'm shaking my head like, yo, there's no way you had that much of that champagne last night that you're not ready to play. We are chasing the division. It is right there. This is the end of the race. You can see the finish line. You have to knock this team out. They're playing for nothing. And then there was a moment, I think, in the second inning where McMahon fielded that ball. He didn't grab it cleanly. He didn't get a grip on it. He threw it in the dirt. Jazz wasn't quick enough with his glove. They initially ruled it as an error on McMahon, and then they overturned it to an error on Jazz. Where I'm like, what the hell are these guys doing? You know, and even in that inning, after not getting that out, Fried loses his command a little bit. And I'm like, yo, you can't tell me, you know, Fried gives up a run there. I'm like, you can't tell me that these guys are about to actually slug it out with the White Sox because they partied too much last night, clinching an appearance with the division on the line. And no, you know what happened? A little Aaron Judge, hair of the dog. Bink! Before that, shout out to Volpe. I see you cortisone tone. Little by little, Volpe's just doing his job. He's just getting on, right? You guys don't want to scream it too loud because you were screaming too loud about send him down, cut him, get rid of him. Caballero's my shortstop. I'm done with Volpe. You're not done with Volpe. We're not done with Volpe. Cortisone tone got on. And yeah, all rise for the honorable captain. I know Cal Raleigh Homer tonight. He's got 59. I'm literally going to bed at night and praying that he doesn't get to 62, 63. But Judge tonight said, wait, I'm hearing on MLB Network, Harold Reynolds says that the MVP race is over. No, no, no. I'm going to say something about that tonight. Boom. That's the hair of the dog. The Yankees go up 3-1. Judge hits home run number 50. History. 50. And you're like, wow, we're back. Just like that, we're back. And then the Yankees continue after that. Max Fried bounces back. 1, 2, 3 inning. And in the third inning, Ben Rice. We finally got to eat some fried rice. Yeah, I'm fried. We finally got the battery of Ben Rice and Max Fried, the fried rice combo. Ben Rice triples. Goldie singles. Score them. Jazz coming through with the double. It's 5-1 Yankees. And you can exhale because you're like, yo, Max Fried is locking back in. And I remember last night saying, Max Fried is going to shove as he gets to his 19th win. And as you start to look at Max Fried and you're like, yo, plan B was the best thing to do. You know, you can't always get what you want. We wanted Juan Soto. But if you try sometimes, you might find you get what you need. We needed an ace. Gerrit Cole went down. And Max Fried wanted to come compete with the New York Yankees. Thank God we got Max Fried. And I said last night that Devin Williams would pitch. And shout out to the Kayster. Kayster is calling Devin Williams High Lev Dev. If you recall, if you fast forward or rewind before we fast forward to the Kayster coming up with High Lev Dev.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I had Sam Lucchini on and Ryan Garcia on from the Fireside Yankees podcast. And that night we talked about low-lev dev. Remember I came up with the Devin Williams rules? You can't pitch him with a lead. Don't even pitch him with a tie. Don't pitch him late in the game. You can only use him in garbage time. If we're losing, you can only use him as the first guy out of the bullpen. Well, that was when we were calling him Low Lev Dev. Had a nice little ring to it. But then immediately after that, Devin Williams said, I don't like that nickname. I don't like that. Mm-mm. I didn't get the beard policy change for nothing. I didn't come here to be low leverage. I was MLB Network's number one reliever going into this year. I'm not re-signing with you guys. I'm trying to make history. Hey, Michael Kay said it. Let me go and get the quote because I was laughing. And it kind of popped up on Yankees Twitter. People were giving me credit for low lev dev, high lev dev. I'm like, listen, I said it on the radio, but I got it from Fireside Yankees podcast, Sam and Ryan, who I had on the show. Kayser said, Boone really trusts him. He's really high on Devin Williams. High lev dev. You're going to see him in a lot of spots in the postseason. And Paul O'Neill says, high lev dev, that's a new one. And then Kayser said, yeah, I just came up with it right now. Shout out to Michael Kay. Michael Kay, you're the best, man. But high lev dev, low lev dev, I had to set the record straight. 888-808-1019. I would have thrown Camilo Duvall tonight in that spot. Remember last night I was saying, hey, if we're up after Max Fried and Devin Williams goes, throw Camilo Duvall in that spot to get the last three outs. But, hey, in the rain, they didn't want to do it. And I don't know, some has gotten into Paul Blackburn right now where you're looking at Paul Blackburn like, hey, he shook the Metsiness off him. He's been actually pretty serviceable. Go click on his name and go see what Paul Blackburn has done. Obviously, you remember what happened against the Red Sox and how he started. How he started is not like he is now. Same thing with Devin Williams. Shout out to Max Fried. Shout out to Aaron Judge, who hit his second homer of the night. Shout out to Trent Grisham. You're a mean one, Mr. Grish. Best year of his career. Prove it year. And it's just a part of this story for the New York Yankees as we went up and down and on this roller coaster and we're getting to this finish line. You're starting to see a lineup that can produce. You're starting to see guys that do believe in each other. They're pulling the same rope. You're starting to see that, hey, this lineup is deep. Judge is Judge. Judge is reminding people that he should be the MVP. And boy, if Judge is Judge in the postseason, the Yankees aren't losing any series to any of these American League teams. And we're going back to the Fall Classic. Judge is not saying it, but Jazz is. You know, Jazz is talking about putting a ring on it. Jazz is talking about World Series. Jazz is talking about winning the division. Well, control your own destiny. Win the rest of these games. Man, shout out to whoever at Major League Baseball decided, yo, we're going to make the Yankees September schedule hella soft just in case they need it, right? Just in case they go through the Boone swoon again. Just in case, you know, July you cry. You know, the Yankees are the Yankees. We need the Yankees to get back to the World Series. Let's make their schedule butter soft just in case the fraudulent Blue Jays have some injuries and start to fold. And here we are, 888-808-1019. Let's have a good time, man. If you love baseball, if you're watching the Yankees, you're going to these games, and you're starting to get that feeling, that October feeling again, October ready, October baseball, it's in the air. 888-808-1019. Now, before I break, I got to introduce my guest. He was on with me last year. I forget what Yankee game we went to at the end of the year last year, but I'm coming down to Harlem River Drive, flying from Yankee Stadium to get here, and then poof, 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 poof. And I'm starting to smell the rubber burning. I think I had the sunroof open. And my boy's like, yo, that's your tire. Like, we got to pull over. I'm like, nah, I can make it. He's like, nah, you got to get to the next exit. We pull off to the next exit. Before I can even ditch my car, he's got the Uber on the way. My guy, Alex Day, you know him from Yes Network. You know him from TikTok. You know him from Instagram. This is his second time on The Fan. He's a Yankees fan. He's a Giants fan. He was at the clinch night last night. He was at opening night Sunday night for the Giants. He's also a Knicks fan as the Knicks are getting into training camp and starting their push towards a championship. Alex Day, any words before we go to the break?
I am ready for October baseball. I'm hyped to be back here with you, Keith. So much going on. Yanks playing their best ball. Jackson Dart time. We got Rangers preseason. We have Knicks camp. And we'll talk about the Mets, too. I'll try not to smile. Excited to be back here with you, Keith.
Hey, let's do it. We're 20 minutes in. This show goes till 2 a.m. Call me up.